Your Highness, thank you for coming. It's been my honor to welcome you and your delegation here to the Oval Office. I congratulate you for taking on the very important responsibilities of our close friend and ally, Kuwait. We've had an important strategic dialogue about how to work together to promote peace and stability in the Middle East. I thank you for your leadership. I congratulate you for your steady reforms in your country. They have served as a notable example for others in the region. I thank you very much for your steadfast support of our United States military. It means a lot, Your Highness, to know that we can count on your friendship. I appreciated your advice on a variety of matters. His Highness has got a clear vision about how we can work together strategically as well as commercially, and I want to thank you for that vision. I assure His Highness that I fully understand that the United States has an obligation to work to promote the peace, and we will work to promote the peace with our friends. And so I welcome you here, sir. It's great to see you again, and I'm honored that you would take time to visit me.
أقدم شكري لفخامة الرئيس لهذه الدعوة لزملائي أعضاء الوفد، وأود أن أقول في هذه الزيارة قد بحثت عن أمور كثيرة تتعلق بالعلاقات الاجتماعية وفي العلاقات الدولية والمشاكل الموجودة في منطقة الشرق الأوسط. الحقيقة وجدنا تفاحصاً من خامة الرئيس، إنما هناك في ظروف معينة يجب أن دائماً نضعها في ذهننا، وهي أن الخلافات الموجودة ليس فقط بين الولايات المتحدة وبين العالم العربي أيضاً نفس الشيء. فلذلك أود أن أقول بأن كانت زيارة جيدة ومثيرة، وأقول بأنها مفيدة جدا في لقائنا هذا اليوم.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I would like really to express my gratitude and my own behalf and on behalf of the delegation accompanying me for this kind invitation. We have conducted a very fruitful talk. We have covered several issues, bilateral issues, economic issues, related to strengthening the bilateral relation between our two countries, and also we have discussed some regional matters related with the aim of both of us to achieve stability in the region. Yes, I do agree that there are differences between points of view from the United States and some of our region, but nevertheless I would like also to say that there are differences between our self in the region, but the goal is to achieve peace and security, and we have seen in a lot of our positions that we are seeing our the positions eye to eye. Therefore, I am very grateful for the outcome of the debate.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.